Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Shri Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Prayers of Queen Kunti, Text Number 5. By the grace of the Lord, the recovery was executed, and the unscrupulous kings who joined with Duryodhana were killed by him. By him, meaning Krishna. By the Lord. Others also died, the duration of life having decreased by the roughly handling of the hair of Queen Draupadi. Anatimidandasya janaganasalakayam chakshusmiritam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manavistam shapitam jena bhutale svayam upakaramaya didachitra parantikam shri krishna chaitanya prabhunityananda shri advaita gadadha shri vasari gaura bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Well, these are social issues. Sometimes devotees say, oh, we're not concerned with social issues, we just want to chant Hare Krishna, we just want to come to the spiritual platform. But Prabhupada was concerned about social issues too. These are all social issues. Protection of Brahman, protection of women, protection of cows, protection of old people, or old men, protection of children. And they're not, they have to do with the body. We're making bodily distinction between these types. The old man is because his body is old, so we deal with him differently. The child, because their body is young, we deal with them differently. The woman, because her body is different, we deal with her differently. The cow also, they have a different body, but we have to deal with them in the proper way. So we can't jump to the spiritual platform immediately. Of course, there may be some rare souls who can do like that. But in the Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to just go by yourself and chant Hare Krishna. Bhakti Siddhanta would criticize those, he called them Kali Chalas. They're imitating. They want to get the glory that Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur may have been aloof from all social dealings, because he was completely immersed in the chanting of the holy name. But because we're not at that stage, therefore, we do have to be, concerned with these social issues. Because we're living with people. We're living with animals. And how to deal with them. That we have to learn, so that we don't commit sinful activity. This is another form of sinful activity. We're being advised, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. But this is also sinful activity if we insult a chaste woman. if we neglect the Brahmins, or the cows, or the old men, or the children. If we don't protect them, we allow them to be exploited because they're a weaker section. And the Brahmin is not trained up how to fight. So he can be exploited by some lower class Kshatriya who knows the fighting. And therefore, there should be a class of men who are protecting them. So ultimately, we want to take power of the society. but Prabhupada used to say, don't preach that because otherwise they'll kill us. But we would like to train up properly the Kshatriyas who can give this kind of protection in the society in general. But at least until that time comes, those who in our society, in our spiritual society, we should be very careful to protect them, these weaker sections, so that we can produce good children, so that we can advance nicely, progressively, we can all make advancement. Therefore, the children have to be protected. This is one thing that didn't happen, right? The children were exploited because the leaders in our ISKCON society neglected their duty. It was their duty, those who were in charge of the Gurukul, those who were in charge of the GBC, who were had schools in their zone. They should have been more careful, but instead the children were neglected in some way and exploited by unscrupulous, perverted people. And so we have a big problem going on even now because of that. And the women were also exploited. In the name of protecting them, the men, some men, not all, but some, exploited them. And so now we have another problem. This women's liberation movement is coming, becoming into ISKCON also, where the women are want to be self, you could say, independent, so that they don't have to take the risk of being under some man who may exploit them. But this is another kind of foolishness. They are going to be exploited by their nature. Unless they change their nature, unless they become like a man, they have to be exploited because they're soft-hearted. They're full of emotion. This is their nature. Nature has given them this gift or this quality so that they can properly take care of the children. The children want unqualified love from at least one member of the family. So this is the woman's nature, to give emotional support to the children and to the men also. Most men, they need that. Therefore, they go into Grihastha Ashram. They need the association of women to give them strength to, you can say, to go out into the world, into this dog-eat-dog world where there's always competition and those who are trying to victimize us. So in such a world, the ordinary man, he needs to come back to the shelter of the house, nicely kept, clean, and a woman who is supporting him, emotionally especially, to give him strength to face the difficulties. This is the nature's arrangement. this is the, if that's going to be the you know, what we want to establish, then the women also, from their side, they're giving something very valuable, but they also have to accept, allow themselves to be protected from their own nature. If this doesn't happen, if the women are left unprotected, then they're simply quarrel. Even within ISKCON, we see so many cases. Because the women are independent, they start quarreling, and they get into politics, and they misbehave in some way, and there's no one there to correct them, and it creates a big disturbance. So all of us have to be trained up, especially the men, have to be trained up how to give this kind of protection to the different sections in society, in our ISKCON society also. If we can't show that this system is viable, that it works, it's the best progressive system, then how do we expect to implement it in the society in general? First, we have to show that we have a working system, not just something in a book. This is nice. This is absolute. Prabhupada is giving us these books and purpose. Everything is perfect. But if we can't apply that in the everyday life, then what is the use? Simply some book knowledge. No, it has to be something that we can show practically. Then they'll have some effect. Then, along with the example, we can give the intellectual background for it. Why are we dealing with women like this? Yeah, here's the reason. And you read Prabhupada's books and you'll see what he says. But we have to show that when we deal with women and children and cows and Brahmins and old men that in this way, that everything is prosperous. Things go better. The duration of life increases. The people become more intelligent and so on. And there's harmony between the different members of the community. Then we'll have something that we can use for spreading this movement. Now, we don't even want to bring people to our communities. I wouldn't bring anybody to a Prabhupada village, to a Lachua, who was an intelligent person, to show them, you know, this is the Veda culture, how it can work, how how everything is going nicely according to these principles that Prabhupada is delineating here. But we have no such communities, are we? So we failed in this respect. It's a fact. But failure can be the pillar of success. Doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It's just that we're not qualified, or we haven't been qualified to make it work. Therefore, we're stressing on this point that the men should be qualified. Before they enter grihastha life, they should understand what their responsibility is. And but because we're not able to do that, then they just say, oh, well, we'll just chant Hare Krishna. It doesn't matter about these things. We'll just chant Hare Krishna. But it does matter. Otherwise, why is Prabhupada writing this long purports about it? If it didn't matter, he could just skip over it and say, this is for another time, another place, but for us, we'll just chant Hare Krishna. And he doesn't say that. You won't be able to chant Hare Krishna if your mind is not peaceful. If you don't know the principles, if you're insulting women, you're going to be disturbed. You won't be able to chant. So you have to learn the principles. And you have to learn them properly, not to apply them properly. Not just that you become insensitive to people and think, okay, I'm a man, you're a woman, so I have absolute authority over you or something like that. No. Just like Draupadi, we were just reading how Draupadi influenced the Pandavas how to deal with Ashwatthama. They have a big influence, but final decision is made by the man. Arjuna made the final decision. He's the one, he's the hero who arrested Ashwatthama. He brought him to the camp. It was his decision what to do with him ultimately, but he wanted to consult. And so when he heard the consultation, he heard what Bhima had to say, what Krishna had to say, what Yudhisthira had to say, then he decided what to do. You can see he got a clue from Krishna, and he decided how to deal with it. Not that Draupadi made the final decision, but her input was very valuable. So that's how ISKCON Society should be arranged. Women have a big influence. In the Vedic culture, the women have had a very big influence. Now we're going to read prayers by Queen Kunti, see how much influence she had, what a pure devotee. And we can be inspired and take her advice and follow her example. But still, she doesn't become the leader. She becomes a leader by example, but not by management. The administrative head is never the woman. This is our Vedic culture. There's no history. The woman was a king. Executive head. Okay, any questions or comments?
Maharaj, I have a question. The statements that women is less intelligent, like we read about Draupadi a little bit ago, this is only this mention about spiritual intelligence or just material intelligence also?
No.
Because sometimes devotees, they say, you know, they are distinguished and they say that, oh no, ladies, from material point of view, she is more prominent and she can do everything on the equal platform.
But not everything, but something she can do. She can do something better than a man, that's true. So in that sense, it's easy to see, she has more intelligence. She has more intelligence, how to... because she has intuition, how to take care of children and so on, how to, if that can be misused also. She's very intelligent, how to get a man. She has a natural, a capacity to attract a man, very intelligently, she can do. Just like the lady say, oh, you look so tired. So intelligent, going right to the heart. And this lady cares for me, and she wants to take care of me. So they may have so much, that kind of intelligence, but we're talking, there is a distinction. The spiritual intelligence is, but first of all, understand you're not this body. And to organize society to help us understand that. To make progress towards going back home, back to Godhead. So in this regard, men are more intelligent. The acharyas are the men, for the most part, all the stalwart acharyas in the Vaishnava society have been men. An exception may be there. But all the Prabhupada said, all the big philosophers, Jiva Goswami, Govinda, all the big mathematicians, astrologers, they're men, because they have a different kind of intelligence, and also they're easier for them to understand. They're not this body. If you're on a body platform, then you may be very expert at manipulating this energy so you can have an advantage here, but it won't help you to get out, to go to the spiritual side. So that's practical. Very difficult for a woman not to identify with her sex. Very difficult for a homosexual not to identify with his sex. Why are these homosexuals are going on and on? Even after 30 years of chanting Hare Krishna, still this is their main thing they're talking about. Well, what are you talking about your sex life? It's mundane. It's a thing that, why are you preoccupied with it? Why not come into the spiritual part? Why not understand that you're not this body? Well, it's hard for them because homosexuals are the same. They're preoccupied with it. They can't become aloof from that. It's too much pushing. Most men too, it's true. When they say, oh, men are like sutras in the Kali Yuga, it's true. Most men are like that. They're also preoccupied with sex life. They can't think anything beyond that. But it doesn't mean that everyone has to be like that. Even if we have one person like Srila Prabhupada who was above sex life, then he can guide us. And we can also become to that point. So here he's guiding us. Prabhupada is certified, free from sex life. But he's telling us, this is how we can also become free from sex life, by organizing society in a way that will make progress. At least our ISKCON society should be organized. But we see it's not being done. Especially here in America, the reverse is going on. They're organizing in the wrong way. More women are becoming self-present, more women on the board, more. It's not a good sign. Means the men haven't understood their position of responsibility. How are you going to protect these women? By putting them in the front. Making them the leaders. Just like now, there's a big debate going on. Should women be in combat situations? Because some woman has been captured and now they have her on television being interviewed by the Iraqis. She's being tortured or whatever. She can be, who knows what will happen to her. And we have to all watch it. Oh, this is a woman. Is it one of our women being tortured by the enemy, and we can't do anything about it? Why we put her in harm's way? Why we put her out there? Even these stupid Americans are starting to question, well, should women be in combat situations? Of course they shouldn't be. Is there any history in the Battle of Field Kurukshetra that Draupadi or somebody's out there fighting with their weapons? So it's the same. We're going to put women as the leaders. They'll lose their feminine nature. I've been temple president, and big temples especially, it's very difficult how to, you have to make decisions that affect people's lives, whether somebody should stay in a temple or somebody not should stay in a temple. You have to decide, and sometimes people don't like it. They may attack you, physically even. You have to call the police. That happened in Warsaw a couple of times. So why are you going to have a woman make those kind of decisions? She's going to be the one who's attacked by these crazy people. That's the problem they have with this. Your Krishna's temple. Sometimes Uday has to stay over there because if some man is kind of giving trouble to this lady. Why are they people there? They don't have any men. Therefore, Harry Potter takes a vow not to visit any temple where the woman is a temple president.
Okay. I have one more question. Someone can think that, the situation is not good, ISKCON is not going in proper direction, etc. So in some separation and prepare myself to develop my qualities, and after I will come back and show, proper example and etc.
But when you're going to develop your qualities, who are you associating with? You can't, Association is very, very important for devotees because this is our life, Vaishnava association, Tushanti Chala, Manti Chala. You have to associate. So who are you going to associate with them? People are, you know, somebody, you got to associate with somebody. So there are many people who feel the same way you do in ISKCON, so find some association. Whether you're formally in the institution is not so important, but at least you should have good association and you should be favorable toward it. You should try to, you know, according to your capacity, improve the society whenever there's opportunity and not become envious of it. Okay, mm-hmm. Shri Bhagavatam ki.